Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day as we're finally coming to grips with our great crisis over the debt ceiling and over a possible default and above the possible wreckage of the U.S. economy. But that's nothing compared to what you're hearing from California and increasingly from leaders of the Democratic Party who want very much for people to believe in the principle of slavery reparations that could come to payments of well over $1 million per person for people who can trace their ancestry back to victims not only of slavery, but in California they talk about the war on drugs and mass incarceration and more. Is there an alternative to what the New York Times is promoting right now, which is reparations math? Well, Ian Rowe says there is. He's been a guest on the show many times before. He is a prominent educator. He is an entrepreneur. He is the author of the very important book, Agency. He is the founder of Vertex Partnership Academies, which are making a huge progress, and he is a senior fellow at American Enterprise Institute. His book is called Agency, the 4-Point Plan, Free for All Children to Overcome the Victimhood Narrative and Discover Their Pathway to Power. Ian, congratulations on being on top of the idea of reparations math. Where is the reparations math being taught so far?
Yes, well, Michael, thank you as always for having me on. And it's quite an extraordinary topic that we're about to cover. You know, as you mentioned, I've run public charter schools in the heart of the South Bronx for more than a decade, and we just launched a great new high school. And part of the reason I run schools, particularly in low-income communities, is that I want to help young people understand the power that they have in their own lives. The ability to lead self-determined lives, the ability to have agency. And last week, I received an email from the New York Times 1619 Project and the Pulitzer Center. And the headline of the email says, Resources for Reparations. And so I dive in and I discover that the New York Times and the Pulitzer Center are now promoting a high school curriculum that is all about reparations math. And what's interesting about this curriculum is that they provide examples of student work, students who have actually completed the curriculum, to demonstrate the quality of learning as an exemplar to prove how effective the curriculum is. And this is a verbatim quote from a black student who completed the reparations math curriculum. This is what he learned, quote, "What I learned is that we as black people are still not free," end quote. And it goes on to further to say basically how much the government still owes black people. And the whole curriculum is actually designed not for math, but for young people to understand how much, if there were slaves in the past, what's the equation to figure out how much black people are owed in present-day America? It's outrageous.
Well, there's this big debate going on between the city of San Francisco and their commission and the state of California. And I think the difference is pretty intense. The city of San Francisco is claiming that people are owed about $5 million each. And yes. The state of California is saying it's only 1.2 million, right?
Yes. And, you know, the Governor Newsom set up a task force in 2020 for the purpose of, quote, to develop reparation proposals for African Americans, end quote. And so, yeah, the task force that he set up, you know, recently came out with, well, just pay every black person in California up to $1.2 million. And yes, San Francisco has even more outrageous numbers. But, you know, the cumulative payout. It's unbelievable nonsense.
The other thing that amazes me is it talks about a guaranteed annual income for people of color, for black people, of $100,000, I don't know how they reached 97, but they say $97,000 a year for the rest of your life.
Yes. It's ridiculous. And you know,
that mounts up to some real money. Yeah. Well, how does the math, you said $800 billion. This is the California proposal, the San Francisco
proposal. That would be in just in California alone, which is more than 2.5 times the entire budget of the entire state of California.
Well, and that's, you know, because of all the millions of slaves who were exploited,
yeah, exactly,
in California, is it?
Well, right. That's the irony, of course, that there's steep opposition to this idea that money should be given to black people who have never been slaves, paid for by white people who have never been slave owners.
And again, slavery never existed in California. California was admitted as a free state, and the people who were founding the state of California hated slavery and didn't permit it. And the whole Great Compromise of 1850, which was a huge fight in the United States, was because California would only come into the Union as a free state. But they don't get any credit for that.
No. And what is so tragic, because while there's discussion about reparations in cities across the country, but in no serious discussion is anything have been approved of any scale. And they're prominent black people like Bob Woodson, Glenn Lowry, Congressman Burgess Owens, who are making very cogent arguments against any of this kind of legislation, A, because it's racist unto itself. If you're saying government money should go to people based on their race, it's incredibly divisive. There's no defensible way, even if you thought it was legitimate, to actually figure it out. And so that's what makes this curriculum that the New York Times 1619 Project and the Pulitzer Center put out, because I think they're realizing that there's no way reparations law will actually be enacted. But how about we try to indoctrinate young people into this idea that they are forever victims and that they're inherently owed money because of their skin color? And so while they may not be victorious legislatively, they're hoping to create an army of progressive activists who feel entitled to government payouts. I mean, this literally is from the unit overview. Quote, the students have to use equations to, quote, suggest steps that the U.S. government can take to provide financial reparations. And they have to put together, quote, presentations should share what math function the U.S. should use to determine and provide monetary reparations.
Okay, there's more. Speaking to Ian Rowe, and what a privilege it is, about critical race theory. There's a fascinating new survey that says that most Americans want critical race theory taught in our schools, but only under one condition. What is that condition? We will get to that amazing answer and more with Ian Rowe coming up on the MedVed Show.
Are you always tired with low energy? Do you suffer from indigestion issues and can't eat food you enjoy? Try Balance 7. It's a product with all natural ingredients to help fix these health problems. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED to get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guaranteed. Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Medved Show. All across America, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, what a pleasure to be continuing the conversation with the one and only Ian Rowe, who is a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. He is the author of the book Agency, the 4-point plan for all children to overcome the victimhood narrative and discover their pathway to power. And talk about the victimhood narrative. No more potent or redolent and stinky example of the victimhood narrative than the reparations math now being promoted by the New York Times, which talks about the only way to freedom is to receive a great big pile of money, in many cases, according to the agencies in California, over $1 million per person, based upon skin color. And I came across something, Ian, that I wanted to share with you for a moment. And it's a piece in the spring issue of City Journal about a recent study called The House Divided, What Americans Really Think About Controversial Topics in Schools. And it's done by researchers at the University of Southern California, USC, who conclude that, quote, despite the noisy debate about critical race theory, we found broad agreement on certain racial beliefs, especially that our goal as a society must be that all people should be treated the same without regard to the color of their skin. And the one thing that they found out is the only people who support critical race theory in our schools, and I'm sure the same would go for reparations math as well, are people who mistakenly believe, 84% mistakenly believe, that one of the ideas of critical race theory is color blindness. When the whole essence of critical race theory and of reparations math as well is color consciousness.
It's color obsession. Well, that's interesting. Well, that exactly. The entire ideology of critical race theory is this assumption that every American institution, the government, medicine, schools, every institution is imbued with systemic racism. I think the New York Times 1619 Project calls it anti-black racism is in the very DNA of the country. And so imagine if you are a young black person and someone is teaching all about critical race theory, they're essentially telling you that you have no shot in this country, that simply based on your skin color, the entire country is rigged against you, every system. And that the only way, and this is what the reparations math curriculum is so unconscionable, it doesn't even share these differing viewpoints, that there are actually people that disagree. It says the only way for you to claim justice in the United States is if the U.S. government starts handing out checks of multiple millions of dollars. It's unconscionable, it's anti-American, it's racist, and this is why we have to call this out when it comes. There, you know, and the thing is, there's incredible data that supports the idea that black people, as well as white people, Asian people, Hispanic people, have been successful in the United States in ways that embrace the very ideas of the critical pillars, like family, faith, education, as the tool through which you can build prosperity in this country, even in the face of the history of our country, which you cannot deny that there was slavery. But to say that the only way that every black American can be successful is if the government starts throwing out money, $1.2 million, for what? For your skin color? First of all, and again, I believe the New York Times recognizes that it wouldn't stand a moment because it's anti-constitutional, it's inherently racist, and so instead of legislative victory, they've said, well, why don't we try to capture the hearts and minds of young people by putting about a curriculum that tells you that you remain and forever a victim.
In the material that you've looked over, Ian, and I know that because of your work with the Vertex Partnership Academies, you're very conscious of cost. Did they ever do the math as to where this $800 billion worth of reparations money is supposed to come from?
Well, if you listen to many of the people on these reparations committees, they say, that's not my problem to figure out. The injustice has already been done. It's you oppressors, who have to figure out where the money's coming from. It's a very fascinating. And actually, many of them point to, well, we were able to print, you know, trillions of dollars during COVID, so there should be no problem just printing new money to just give it to black people who were never slaves, and of course, to be paid by white people who were never slave owners. So again, I think that almost all of these proposals at any scale are going to be rejected. It's quite obvious that it's anti-constitutional. It violates the Civil Rights Act. It violates so many tenets of the fundamentals of equality that have been built into our system of law. And so as a result of that, this is why this curriculum is so pernicious. Because, okay, if I can't, you know, inscribe it in law, maybe I can get every white kid to believe that they're an oppressor and that they owe their classmate who happens to be black money. And then again, as I mentioned before, the actual language about the objectives, the goal is to get students to suggest steps to the U.S. government, how the U.S. government can provide financial reparations, end quote. It's trying to groom these kids into being progressive activists.
Oh, there's you. Boy, it's not even particularly subtle about that. The interesting thing is that when you do the, you'll pardon the expression, math, right now the population of the United States is about 20% either Latino or Asian. If you combine the Latino and Asian population, it's 20%. And the polling shows that those groups are opposed to slavery reparations in any form by a ratio of more than 2 to 1. So what you really are talking about is rule of law and rule of the majority and basic fairness and constitutionalism, as you say. Ian Rowe, fascinating for this alert about reparations math. And here's another 12%. 12% of what? We'll get to the mystery and the injustice coming up on the MedVet Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy again finding himself defending the bipartisan deal he worked out with the White House to raise the debt ceiling. He told reporters today there had to be a compromise to get the bill done, and he doesn't get where the opposition is coming from.
We're pulling money back from the hardworking taxpayers that are going to China. Are they opposed to work requirements for welfare? Are we concerned about, for the first time, to be able to change the environmental review?
House Freedom Caucus members are urging their fellow Republicans to vote no. Two people have been arrested in connection with a Memorial Day mass shooting in South Florida. Nine people were injured, including several under the age of 17, on the Hollywood Beach boardwalk. Elizabeth Holmes, the tech entrepreneur behind the blood testing startup Theranos, has reported to a federal prison in Texas. She was convicted of defrauding investors in the company out of hundreds of millions of dollars. John Schaefer, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
On the Michael Medved Show, there are some figures that just came out. The most recent figures they have are from last year, from 2022. But they did an assessment of students in Illinois. And Illinois, important state, city of Chicago, third largest city by population in the country. And they took a look at fourth graders to see how many fourth graders were proficient in reading. Basically, who had spent the first 3 years in school, first, second, third grade, and actually learned how to read. And among black fourth graders in the state of Illinois, 12% were at grade level in fourth grade or above. Okay, you can do, you'll pardon the expression, the math. This sounds like reparations math, but it's 88%. Yes, that's right. 88% of black fourth graders who can't read. And it doesn't get much better in terms of the inequality and the unfairness, and yet Illinois had the Invest in Kids scholarship program that used state money to help 9,000 low-income kids, mostly black, to attend schools of their choice where they could do better than this disastrous 88% of fourth graders who can't read. That was just ended. by Governor J.B. Pritzker and other Democrats who now completely run and misrule the state of Illinois. And they point out, critics, that virtually all the leaders responsible for ending this program that benefits 9,000 low-income kids, all of the people who are responsible for ending it, send their own kids to private school. And meanwhile, aside from school, we have a real problem, and fortunately we have a doctor who is trying to look for the right diagnosis and the right cure. The doctor is Vivek Murthy, who is our Surgeon General. And he's done outstanding work. We've covered some of it on loneliness. Last week we talked a little about it, about his new advisory, about the devastating impact on kids and the youth mental health crisis, which is directly associated with social media. This is Surgeon General Vivek Murthy speaking on MSNBC. Listen to clip 7.
Well, we're living in the middle of a youth mental health crisis in America, and I've said before this is the defining public health issue of our time. And the reason I'm issuing this advisory is I'm very concerned now that social media is an important factor that is driving this youth mental health crisis. You know, I talk to parents all across the country, and the most common question that they ask me is social media safe for my kids? And the truth is, when we look at the collection of publicly available evidence, when we talk to researchers and subject matter experts, we can't say that social media is, in fact, as safe for our kids. And, in fact, what we do see is growing evidence of harms. And specifically, you think about the fact that kids who use more than 3 hours of social media a day face a greater risk, in fact, double the risk of depression and anxiety symptoms. This is especially concerning when you consider the fact that the average amount of use by kids is 3.5 hours a day.
Okay, so the average kid is doing real damage from watching social media. And this is exactly what Gene Twenge, who's been on the show many times, talks about. And the advisory, which I've read, by General Murthy, the Surgeon General of the United States, is devastating. And it should lead people to change their viewpoint, like, oh, this is just harmless, it doesn't have any impact. People used to believe that about cigarettes. People used to believe cigarettes were healthy for you. And then it took a series of surgeons general to get the message that, no, it was, they were devastating, they're terrible for your health. And Surgeon General Murthy is showing exactly the impact of the proliferation of social media. Listen, clip 6.
Well, I'm issuing this advisory because I'm really concerned that it is, in fact, linked. But there are open questions that we've got to answer here. And part of the challenge that we've had in getting answers to all the questions we have about the full extent of social media's impact, who's at greatest harm, what the mechanisms of harm are that researchers have not been able to get all of the data that they need from technology companies. It's something I hear all the time from researchers around the country, and that's something that has to change. Look, I recognize that some of the companies have been working to make the platform safer, and that's a good thing. But it hasn't been enough, and we need to move faster. Social media has been around for 20 years, yet I have not yet seen in all the publicly available evidence we have looked at that there is clear evidence that this is, in fact, safe for our kids. And that's really what parents are asking for. I think it's a very reasonable ask.
Okay, it is a reasonable ask. And it's extraordinarily important for the future. There is also the whole question of change. And what's fascinating is there was an interview with Ice Cube, who very successful rapper, very fine actor, actually. He tends to play one type of character, but he's done more. But Ice Cube was doing a podcast interview where he talked about the need for change, particularly as it relates to black young people and children in the black community. Clip 9.
There's like a stigma amongst like the African American community to like Republicans and stuff like that.
I don't know what's going on in the African American community when it comes to that. You know what I mean? Like, black people have supported Democrats, you know, overwhelmingly for 50, 60 years. And nothing has changed. So, something's got to change.
And something's got to change. Should involve more choice and more alternatives in education. One of the things that I really very much respected, the new movie Still, which is the Michael J. Fox movie. It's by Davis Guggenheim. He did a previous movie, which is worth looking at again, which is precisely about this. It's called Waiting for Superman, Waiting for Real Educational Reform and Change, that can emphasize, as Tim Scott said in his announcement of candidacy, it can emphasize victory over victimhood. It can emphasize greatness over grievance. All of that is extraordinarily important. And it's not impossible in this country. When you look at this study from USC that I was talking about with Ian Rowe, what it indicates is that 84% of people in this national survey mistakenly believed that critical race theory emphasized color blindness. When, as Ian Rowe pointed out very well, it emphasizes the opposite, color obsession. It's something from which we need to escape. Politics can play a positive role in it. We'll get to that and to more coming up on the MedVet Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
On the Michael Medved Show, President Biden and, as everyone knows, and Speaker Kevin McCarthy struck an agreement to raise the debt ceiling on Sunday. It was actually the middle of the night Saturday. Apparently, they finally reached the agreement before the United States was set to potentially default on our debt. The next challenge, the AP reports, will be to convince members of their respective parties to pass the bill through Congress. The deal may boost Biden's bipartisan credentials at the cost of rankling many of his own party, who have little appetite for meeting Republicans in the middle and think the president cannot stop himself from giving away too much in an eternal and ephemeral quest for consensus. In other words, it's a problem, and the focus of so much of the media today has been on, well, are you going to get the Republicans to be able to unanimously support this deal? There's a real question as well about getting Democrats to support the deal. The hotline is also reporting that the likelihood of a one-on-one primary matchup between former President Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis seems to be fading fast as several other major Republican candidates enter or prepare to enter the race. Chris Christie is supposed to be entering the race in the next 2 weeks. Since Trump has a firm base of support, that the hotline says is 30% of the GOP electorate, and other Republican candidates may chip away at DeSantis' potential coalition, the larger field plays right into the former president's hands. Despite leading by a distance in several national polls, Trump's path to victory, they write, in Iowa, is uncertain. Several prominent Republicans in the state are backing DeSantis. The two candidates will make competing campaign trips to the Hawkeye state this week. DeSantis kicks off his campaign today at a megachurch just outside Des Moines, the start of a busy week that will take him to 12 cities in 3 states. DeSantis scheduled a Tuesday evening stop at Eternity Church in Clive in a conspicuous nod to the evangelical Christians who wield outsized influence in Iowa's Republican presidential caucuses. DeSantis slammed the debt ceiling deal that Biden and McCarthy brokered, claiming that it won't stop America from going bankrupt. DeSantis added that he could destroy wokeism if he becomes president. The interesting thing is that is anyone going to try to figure out from DeSantis whether he actually believes that a default on our debt is a problem for the United States? Because, again, attacking any deal that is made that has Joe Biden attached to it, that's easy. But what happens when Social Security checks get delayed and you basically have the dollar being used as the world's reference currency no longer? Does that not count for anything? Or is it entirely fraudulent that people bring up that problem? Liz Cheney had a tumultuous commencement speech that she gave at her alma mater at Colorado College, which is actually a private university, liberal arts college. And she talked about the importance of something that used to be associated with our greatest leaders. Abraham Lincoln wasn't called Slick Abe. We had Slick Willie, that was Bill Clinton. He was called Honest Abe, and the Honest Abe thing came back to before he was in politics. It was because when he operated a little store that he had borrowed money to start in New Salem, Illinois, and the store winked out, as Abe Lincoln put it, and after a couple of years, it just went bankrupt. He made a terrific point of not declaring bankruptcy, but of paying people every penny, because honesty was important. And that was what Liz Cheney had to say in her commencement speech. A bunch of students, parents apparently were applauding enthusiastically. But the students booed and turned their backs on her, turned their chairs away, because they thought that Lynn Cheney was an extreme conservative. And, of course, was not pro-choice. She tends to be more pro-life, pro-Second Amendment. She's a conservative. And here's what she sounded like in her speech at Colorado College.
There is a fundamental fact. America cannot remain a free nation if we abandon the truth. So as you go out to change the world, resolve that you will stand in truth. Those who are trying to unravel the foundations of our republic, who are threatening the rule of law and the sanctity of our elections, know they can't succeed if you vote. So class of 2023, get out and vote.
Okay, get out and vote and tell the truth and respect the truth, honor the truth. We have a truth to tell you about a film that has having a substantial impact. And is it worth seeing, or is it a disappointment considering how many people deeply love the original? Talking about the latest version, the live-action version of The Little Mermaid. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A mermaid princess rescues a human prince and then falls in love with him in the new live-action version of The Little Mermaid.
This obsession with humans has to stop.
I just want to know more about them.
You can't live in that world unless you become a human yourself.
That's Melissa McCarthy as Ursula the Sea Witch, who, together with Javier Bardem as King Triton and David Diggs as the voice of Sebastian the Crab, provide memorable supporting performances. But newcomer Halle Bailey as Ariel is a radiant new singing and acting star. The look and the feel of the entire film are spectacular, and there's some extra lyrics and new musical numbers written by Lin-Manuel Miranda. Of all the Disney attempts so far to do live-action versions of classic animated films, films, this is the most successful. Rated PG for some very scary moments that might trouble some very young viewers. 3.5 stars for The Little Mermaid. And it is rated PG, as mentioned, but it's one of those films that it's long. It's over 2 hours long, but you don't feel it because it is, frankly, dazzling. And I was actually surprised at how successfully the director, Rob Marshall, who also directed Chicago, an Oscar winner, how successfully he brought it all off. There's a new report we're going to be talking about tomorrow about high school grads who are giving up the chance of going to college. Now, why is that? Is it because the college costs so much money? It does, but that's not the main reason. Is it because people are unequipped for college? No, that's not really it. It has to do with something good about America, which is the hot labor market, that it's simply too easy right now to get even a decent-paying job with a high school diploma. So what should be done about it, and what does it mean for the future? Also, what does it mean for the future that we have been so unbelievably unsuccessful in dealing with the homeless crisis? It gets worse and worse. The problem, says Bruce Chapman, who's founder of the Discovery Institute, the problem with the homeless crisis is that we only talk about it in terms of building new housing, when the problem is much more human and much deeper than that. We will speak with Bruce tomorrow on the Medved Show. And Bud Light sales are down nearly 30%. In the latest data. Why this particular beer? Might it have something to do with their very woke promotions? And high school debaters are now not being judged on their skill at persuasion. They're being judged on their woke ideology. It's really a shame to an American institution. We will get to that and much more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.